Hi, good afternoon. This is Chris Millett from National Quality Forum, and we're going to go ahead and get started. I want to thank everyone for joining us today as we do our second webinar as part of our QDM transition project. For this webinar, we want to focus on providing an update on the QDM backlog, which is really us collecting information on change requests to the QDM and in preparation for putting out a new release soon, this December, of the QDM and just to kind of collect these change requests for future consideration for the QDM. So that's really what we're going to cover today. That's the bulk of the update on this project is that we're doing this backlog and we're going through the process of collecting. So what we wanted to do is we wanted to provide an overview of what's on the backlog for everyone who's joined today. And then we want to open it up a little later on so that we can kind of talk, go through some questions, and see if folks have things that they want us to make sure we include on the backlog based on what they hear today, based on what's already on the backlog. So in order to get through it all, we ask that everyone can please, I see everyone has open lines because we do want to have a discussion later on, but if you can all mute your phones. Which you could probably just do on your phone, but in case you don't have that capability, you could press *6, and that should be able to mute your line. And then when we're ready for questions and answers, you can press *6 again to unmute, and then we'll be happy to address questions and take new items for the backlog. So with that said, why don't we go ahead and begin? The QDM, this transition project, is a few activities we've been doing in order to help us carry out the transition. One of the things we've done is we reconvened the QDM users group, which is a group of people who, in one way or another, use the QDM. So we have measure developers who use the QDM to express criteria in their measures, and particularly in e-measures. We have vendors who have to understand this criteria so that they can do reporting based on it in their respective systems. We have some folks that are active in the HL7 community so that we can get input on how the QDM and the way it's used relates to the HL7 standards. And we have a few other folks who are just interested from other aspects of using and actually implementing the QDM. So we reconvened the QDM user group to help us collect information on the QDM backlog and to help us vet changes to the QDM so that when we put forward new changes, we know that from these different perspectives, we know we're not introducing new problems and that we actually are making improvements that help the QDM become more implementable and help meet the needs of the different folks who use the QDM, like measure developers and vendors that are trying to do reporting based on measures that use the QDM. So we reconvened this group, and they have some calls in November to help us continue this work on the QDM backlog, including this week on the 14th, they'll be meeting, and then the following week as well to help us go through the backlog in some detail, probably more detail than we'll cover on today's call. On this webinar, we want to really just kind of provide an overview for the kinds of issues we're covering and to make sure we're giving everyone a chance to bring up issues that we're just not touching on at all so that when we have these QDM user group calls, we can dive into them in some more detail and figure out if there are things we should address right now or the things that need more thought through, more complete solutions that we can add to the backlog and document, you know, pros and cons and anything we should consider so that these things can be worked on in the future. In terms of the webinars we're doing, so we're doing a series of webinars to help keep the public and everyone informed on our progress with transitioning to QDM and these activities. So our first webinar is just an overview of the transition itself, explaining what it was. Today's webinar is really focused on this backlog that we're in the process of going through. The next webinar after this, we hope to present an overview for what's actually in the new version of the QDM we hope to publish in December and to kind of just have a webinar to explain the new version, take any questions, And then we have a fourth one to be determined that we'll use as needed based on feedback we get throughout this whole process. That said, I'm going to go ahead and start to go through the backlog. So first, we only have a handful of issues. Some of these issues are more complex and involved than others. So I'll try to just best explain a brief overview of all the issues, and then we'll open it up to see if we have questions, and we can definitely go back and try to talk through them more if needed. So the first change request we have is around the way that the QDM doesn't provide a well-defined way of distinguishing who's the source of information or criteria that the QDM represents. And this came up through some work related to expressing patient-reported outcomes in a quality measure. And the QDM has some components that can kind of express that we want the source of the information to be the patient, but it's not really well-defined, and this might relate to a lot of other more complex issues, such as data provenance and just the flow of information in general, so not just who it came from, but what system and when it came from different places. So this is definitely something that's been on the list for some time. We want to make sure we address this completely. So the bullet at the bottom of the page is really, we want to collect as much info as we can right now to inform how this gets resolved. But this is not the kind of thing that, in talking through the QDM user group last week, this is not the kind of thing we will want to rush and put in a Band-Aid solution for, because it has so many nuances. We don't want to do that at the risk of introducing other concerns or other ambiguous components of the QDM that people can misuse and not get at what folks really want to get at in terms of indicating the source of the information. So for those who are more familiar with the QDM, you know, this relates really heavily to the data flow attributes, but this is an issue we're cataloging. It's on our SharePoint site, the other issues we're cataloging, and well, it's not one of the issues we'll try to address in the next QDM. Just a brief reminder, just make sure we all have our phones on mute, and we definitely have plenty of time set aside for us to get into some questions and answers. Okay, the second change request is actually a pretty large one in the sense that in working with the QDM in the past, a lot of different users of the QDM have indicated the need for clearer definitions for QDM attributes. Usually a QDM does a pretty decent job of defining the categories used within the QDM and what the QDM calls data types. But the attributes in the QDM, things like particular kinds of dates or statuses or results, these things don't have as crisp different definitions in at least the latest version of the QDM. And even when these things have been defined, as they have been in some of the previous versions of the QDM, it's a lot more helpful when these attributes are defined when used with specific data types. So it's not enough to know what a start date is, but you need to know what a start date is for a diagnosis, for an active diagnosis versus for a procedure that was performed. So this issue is really about making sure we at least document and make some progress on getting better definitions for these attributes. We're working with the QDM users group now to look through existing definitions based on just a lot of the existing work that's been done, definitions that have been surfaced through resolving previous issues around not being clear on definitions. We're working on proposing some definitions that we feel comfortable with the QDM user group using that won't introduce any additional issues. Because there are a lot of attributes and the combinations of attributes and data types can be a lot, that's what kind of makes this request a large one, but Generally, we'll try to see what's a logical component of this to address with this new release of the QDM. Next, we have a third change request, which kind of relates to, it's been brought up through existing issues that have been reported through different channels, such as CMS and ONC JIRA site, which has a lot of implementation issues, as well as other venues, like the eMetrics Issues Group that's run by CMS. This issue is related to how gestational age is represented in the QDM and in eMeasures, and how that's a bit incompatible with the way it's represented in QRDA. The way it's represented in the QDM is you represent the actual age using a value set that captures the actual length of time and the number of weeks or whatever the time period is, whereas in the QRDA, you're able to kind of do that in a bit more structured way where it's not codes in the value set that captures that time frame, but it's actually you're able to indicate the value, the fact that you're looking at gestational age and what the age was and what units you're using, whether it's weeks or any other units. So there are different ways of representing it, but what this highlights is that for not just gestational age, QDM doesn't have a robust way for just representing these kind of observations in general, whether it's blood pressure or other kinds of values. We have some specific attributes that let us do this, but it doesn't let us handle cases outside of the attributes we have. So we have a group, the QDM users group has a few folks working on trying to think through how can we better handle and represent these observations, such as gestational age, but certainly come up with something that works for observations in general, so that we don't continue to run into this kind of problem. So that's something that's underway now, and we'll continue to flush out and see if the solution to this is something that we can include in this next version of the QDM. Next, we have change request number four, which deals with relationships in the QDM. And we have different kinds of relationships in the QDM. We have general relationships and timing relationships. The timing relationships are the ones that are more frequently used. They're the things like a diagnosis that occurs during an encounter or a procedure that occurs that starts after an encounter. All of those kind of starts after, the start of, or during, those kind of relationships. That's what we're referring to when we mention the timing relationships. The general relationships are a few other relationships we've added to the QDM in the past for indicating if something causes something else or something is an outcome of something else. And these are more just general relationships that aren't really related to time at all. But the issue that impacts both of these is that these relationships are really taken from HL7 ACT relationships, and they're defined within HL7 for relating HL7 classes, like HL7 ACTs, together. But they're not, within the QDM, these relations, they're not exactly translated to relating QDM components together. They're not translated to handling how do QDM attributes, how do QDM start times or stop times relate to each other. And what this kind of leads to other problems where now we have to kind of map the QDM to say an HL7 standard like the HQMF, but we also need to map these relationships because it's just not clear what they mean in terms of the QDM. So we talked this through with the QDM users group, and the solution that we're in the process of working through is to, one, remove these relationships from the QDM. It doesn't mean that existing measures shouldn't use these relationships anymore. The existing measures should continue to use these relationships. It's just we want to make sure the source for defining these relationships is clear and that it's not being defined in two places, like the QDM and the FIN HL7. And we want to make sure we're reinforcing the definitions that already are present in FIN HL7 because that's how these things are used. And over time, if those relationships need to change or if there's feedback on how those relationships work, they'll all go to one place as well. So we don't have to constantly maintain these relationships within the QDM and how they map into HL7. So we want to remove this from QDM and just kind of take it out of the scope of the QDM. But we don't want to remove this without pointing people in the right place so that they know they have some guidance on, so what exactly does during mean within the QDM? What does start before the start of mean? What do these relationships mean? So we're working with the QDM users group to make sure that we remove this, remove these relationships from the QDM, but we're also adding in some language and some documentation to the specification that points people in the right place to go, so that people know where to go for a clarification on how these relationships work. Change request 5 is really about, we've seen folks trying to work on measures around referrals and wanted to be able to, specifically they want to be able to refer to components of a referral, such as the reason of the referral or things that might be included in the referral, like a problem list or medication list, as well as things as who made the referral, who was the referral made to, that includes all of these different kinds of components in some criteria, so we can make measures that kind of deal with referrals and checking the referrals happened. The problem is with the current structure of the QDM, parts of this are possible, but not all of it. So a lot of the feedback pointed to, well, there's probably some work to be done here so that we can say a lot more about referrals than we currently can. This issue was driven by an actual need and actual measures. That need is not pressing to, kind of force, a half-baked solution. So this one is being cataloged as well. It won't be included in the December version of the QDM so that we can add it, so that when this is addressed, it's addressed in a pretty complete way. And so that we just don't, we don't rush something that is not pressing into the QDM. But we still want to document it, so it's a change request we have here, and we're going to try to document as much as the requirements for what's needed here as possible so that when this is being worked through, everyone has what they need. So just a few more. Change request 6. This one is really about cleaning up changes to the QDM that haven't been made in the past around, don't know what to call this, the kind of quote-unquote result data types. So a lot of QDM data types, you'll have procedure perform, and then you'll have a data type called procedure result. And in order to tie results to something like procedure performed or laboratory tests performed, you would need to use a result-specific data type where you can then choose the result attribute for. And this is something that, when we added the result attributes, original intention is to remove these result data types because it was a better way to model the results. But for whatever reason, that hasn't happened yet, so we wanted to take the time now to make sure we go back and kind of do this cleanup where we get rid of these result data types and only allow users of the QDM to use the performed data types with the corresponding result attributes when they want to talk about criteria that relates to the results of things. So this applies to quite a bit of data types, procedures, physical exams, interventions, diagnostic studies. There's probably a few more. So part of this change is that we're going to catalog all the instances where this applies and then run that by the QDM users group to make sure that we are addressing this original need and we're not adding any other confusion. So this is a change, but we're not adding anything new. It's just a matter of just cleaning up something that was cleaning up on what's expected on how to use these data types and attributes. Change request 7. These last two change requests are really based on existing QDM user group recommendations that have been made in the past, but we haven't been able to be added to the QDM. Due to the fact that we weren't actually maintaining the QDM for some time this year. So for this change request 7, This is related to adding a negation rationale attribute to the medication discharge data type. And for those of you who may not know it by that name, anytime you see in the QDM, you know, like procedure performed, not done, it's because they use this negation rationale attribute to indicate the reason that the procedure wasn't done. So the idea here is we added medication discharge in the on the later version of the QDM, but we didn't have this attribute for negation rationale so that we can indicate the reason that the discharge medications aren't there. So we vetted out, in the past, we already vetted out what negation rationale means when you use it with medication discharge. We got general agreement that this should be added. And it's actually already available in the measure authoring tool and has been available to measure developers. This change request is simply to bring the QDM documentation up to date so that it matches what's currently available and what a lot of the community already agreed to. And this last change request, number 8, is this is a change request that's regarding another change that has been talked about and discussed with the QDM user group, and the QDM user group has made recommendations on in terms of kind of splitting out the anatomical structure attributes so that we can distinguish better between the approach site for something versus the area of focus. That kind of maps to different attributes within the HL7 standards. So we wanted to kind of make this distinction so that measure criteria using the QDM can make this distinction as well. This has been vetted by the QDM users group, but it hasn't been actually added to the QDM. So we wanted to make sure it's just on the backlog so that if we should just go ahead and add it like the previous request, that's something we can do and bring the QDM documentation up to date. If it's something that warrants more discussion and folks thought about it some more, given that it hasn't been used yet, still, should it be added, we can keep it on the backlog for future, for more discussion and for future consideration to the QDM. So we wanted to make sure we at least captured this issue. That said, these are the issues we had as of late last week. We still encourage folks to send issues to us, so we still might have some trickling in. We also hope to gain some insight on things we might be missing during this webinar. So that said, why don't we go ahead and open it up for some questions and definitely for some new issues where we welcome help address or at least talk through some on the call so that we can continue to work through these the QDM users group. So just a reminder, if you did press *6 earlier to mute your line, just press *6 again to unmute. Otherwise, we should all be on open minds. So feel free to feel free to ask questions or send through the chat.
So maybe I'm out of the loop, but I've noticed in a lot of the QDM measures that there's like first, second, third, fourth. Is there any issue to address just putting in like an int one so you don't always have to just add a new one every time they need to get like the 20th entry in a list?
Yeah, that's a great question. I believe we called those functions in the past for things like first and just that whole idea that we have that defined list when we go up to so many. And what if we need the next end?
Just need to generalize.
Yeah, that's a great one. So for that kind of issue, though, just based on where we are and based on the other activities that are currently underway within HL7, that kind of change gets into some of the area that a lot of the work being done on improving expression logic within some of these standards used for quality measures as well as standards for clinical decision support. There's a lot of work being done to rethink some of that stuff, and I believe that'll address it in a better way instead of having first, second, and everything kind of fixed in there. I think that effort will kind of bring to light a better way to indicate whether you want the first of something or the second or the most recent or the or different kinds of what QDM currently calls functions. I think that we see a lot of improvement in that area. And and the QDM is being used as one of the inputs so that we know we're looking at this is what the QDM has, how do we do that? How do we get at what we're really trying to solve and not just continue to bring that forward? So I don't think that's something we'll try to address here, but if it helps, we can certainly document it in the backlog and make sure that these other activities continue to make progress on it.
Okay, thanks.
Yeah, thanks for the question. Other questions or new issues? Okay, we just received a question in the chat, which is also a great question. The question is can I speak more about NQF's ongoing role relative to the QDM, which is certainly a great question. We received that in some variation of that question quite a lot this year. So our role right now is really to be active in facilitating this transition of the QDM to CMS. Working in collaboration with MITRE to continue to evolve the QDM. This transition work really goes through to the near future through January. And a lot of the work we're talking about now, like this webinar and this new version we're putting out, is part of how we're carrying that out. Cleaning up the QDM so that as MITRE starts to maintain it, they have something much more fully documented and better to kind of work from. That's really what we're trying to do with some of these activities. But that work carries through January. Following, I'm sure we'll be interested in the QDM if it has an impact on e-measures, and NQF expects to be, NQF preparing for evaluating more and more e-measures. And as these e-measures use standards and models like the QDM, we certainly are interested in them. But in terms of specific roles there, I think that's to be determined. We're watching it like we're watching other work that impacts measures. But great question. We have another question to kind of to summarize on which changes will be deferred, which ones will be implemented in December 2013. And they're asking whether issues number 1 and 5 will be deferred. I'm just going to go back in the slides just so that I don't botch this. So I'll go to change request 1 first. Change request 1 is correct. This one won't be addressed in this version of the QDM, in the December 2013 version. That one, we want to make sure just more time to – we think more time is needed. We don't want to rush anything there. And change request number 5, is also the same case. And as we talked to some of the folks that brought this issue forward, it's this one is not pressing so that we really need to figure something out right now to improve things. So because we don't have a great solution for it yet, and because there's no pressing need, we're also going to defer this one and just catalog it for right now. For the other issues, for some of them I mentioned, we will be addressing them in this next version. Some of them we're still working through what the solution looks like, so it's pending coming to agreement with the QDM user group that the solution makes sense, it's not introducing new issues, and depending on those considerations, but we would like to include them for sure in this next version. But we need to make sure that we're not introducing anything that can cause misuse of the QDM, and that it's something that all the key types of stakeholders are okay with. So I hope that helps. But that's a great question. any other questions or concerns or new issues? Maybe from folks that might be working on things right now at the QDM. Those are certainly helpful. The more we can document, the more info we have to rely on in the future. Just a reminder, if you're not providing any questions or new issues, just please mute your phone. You can do that by pressing star 6 or simply pressing mute on your device. Again, seeing, oh, there we go.
All right.
Just continue to think through some questions. We just received one. Do we expect the basic structure and framework will stay solid with MITRE? So the scope, for what we're doing right now is really geared to this version of releasing. Sorry, can everyone hear me okay? Thought I heard an echo. Okay.
You did, but it's done.
Okay, thanks. So the work we're doing now is really focused on this December version of the QDM. We can say that with the December version, we're not trying to change any structure. But going forward after that, that really depends on the MITRE team and their assessment for where the QDM needs to go. Is anyone from MITRE on the line? Can you just say a few words on that?
Hey, Chris, this is Jeffrey. Can you just Jeffrey Hammer with MITRE?
Hi, Jeffrey.
How you doing? Can you just clarify again what you want me to comment on?
Yeah, sure. We just received a question asking if the basic structure and framework of the QDM will stay. Term they use was solid with MITRE. I take that to mean will it stay relatively similar. Now, I'm not sure if that's something you know at this point or have any initial thoughts on.
Right. So that is a great question. So certainly when we receive it, the idea is to have a smooth transition and continue to host the incarnation that you're creating for December. What I will say is that part of the charge that we have been given is to look at how to evolutionize the QDM. So not just to continue to make necessarily incremental enhancements, but even think about what the QDM could be. And that's what the QDM users group is for, and that's going to be a very interactive, involved process and certainly not going to happen within even the beginning of the calendar year of 2014. But somewhere down the line, the idea is that we will move the QDM forward in a way that benefits the development community. So the answer is whatever the end of that process looks like, it may be very similar to what it is today, and it may be a little different.
Yeah, thanks, Jeffrey. That certainly helps. Well, folks may be gathering their thoughts. We will give a few more minutes to see if folks have questions. We certainly want to use this time to gather as much as we can. Again, some reminders. This Thursday, having another QDM user group call where we'll, for the issues we talked about today that we said the user group's working on, we're going to, we hope to follow up on those issues and get into more of the details on what those solutions look like, which will help determine whether or not we include it in this December version So for folks that are interested in getting more into that deeper dive, you're more than welcome to join. Feel free to reach out to myself or Ann Phillips, and we can certainly get you included in that. And we'll continue to meet. I think we have another meeting the following week as well to help get through some more work on the backlog. So just keep that in mind. And this next version, we hope to have out in December, and we hope to have a webinar in December so that we can kind of go over it and have and kind of walk people through it. Those are kind of the next steps that we'll be touching on. Okay, last call for any other questions or additional backlog items. We heard a few folks after one of our previous calls mentioned that they, you know, these conversations have spurred up some new requests that they expect to be submitting. We haven't received too many yet. I think we received one additional one, which we didn't have on the screen today, but it relates back to it relates to some of the existing ones we have. We just haven't been able to document it and kind of figure out if it's really a separate issue or if it's really a part of the existing issues. But it relates to attributes like the start times and end times and how they're used between QDM and QRDA. But that relates to some of the existing issues. So as we take a closer look at it, we'll work out if that's an issue or not. Received a question just confirming the time for these next few calls in case people want to join. Thursday we'll be meeting. QDM Users Group will be having a call on Thursday from 12:30 to 1:30. That's the 14th. And then next Thursday on the 21st, the QDM Users Group will be meeting from 1 to 2 p.m. Eastern Time. Yeah. And we should be sending out analysis for that shortly. Okay. Well, we certainly do want to thank everyone for joining. Thank folks for asking these few questions. We certainly don't need to take up all of your time with just kind of waiting for new ones, but we certainly wanted to make sure we were actively soliciting as we want to make sure we include as much as possible on the backlog so that we can review and possibly include in this new version. But thanks again. We have a lot to go on, so hopefully we can really make some good progress with this next version that we're aiming to have out this December. So we look forward to sharing the progress with you on our upcoming calls, and we look forward to sharing a new version that takes us a step closer to a better QDM in December. So with that said, thank you, everyone. Thanks for joining.
Thank you. This concludes today's conference call. You may now disconnect.